So we mentioned that Shitas Rashi, the way the Ktzois was Medayik Shitas Rashi, that the Gemara says, Kol Heiche Deagdish Loive, Vezovin Loive, Kule Almeloi Pligi, Dose Malve Vetori, Dose Malve Vepori. That if the bower is Magdish, is Karka, the lender has a right to be goyve sailefi abaye, or he sells it. The lender has a right to be goyve sailefi abaye sailefi rove. The abaye is poshut from afreu goyve, so the buyer never had a right to be magdish, never had a koyach to sell it. And even if he rove, the aloha is osi loyve, osi malve v'porik, osi malve v'torik. And Rashi says why. אפילו לרוב דאמר, עד עכשיו הרי דרשו סלויבה, מוידו הוא דאין מחירוס אל האחיר עם מחיר, ואין הקדש ההקדש, שהרי ממוש קונים הם למלבה, ואף על פי שהם שלוי, אין הם ברשו סלוי. ורחמון דאמר, איש כי יקדש אס בייסר קוידש, מה בייסר ברשו סלוי, אף כל ברשו סלוי. So the lender doesn't have a koyach. So the bower in a chenami, the bower was magdishit, but my basic birshusay of kol birshusay, he doesn't have a koyach to sell it, and he doesn't have a koyach to be magdishit. These are the words of Rashi, and we mentioned that the ktsois and simen kuf yudzayin siv cotton days is medayik in Rashi. Two zachen. One zach is medayik in Rashi that the only reason that the lender has a right to go to the lekuchas and collect it is because ein mechirosoi mechiro ve'ein ekdesh ha'ekdesh. These are the elegant words of Rashi. But without these words of ein mechirosoi mechiro ve'ein ekdesh ha'ekdesh, he cannot go and collect it from the buyer. It's meshubet. The answer is, even if it's meshubet, you don't have a koyach to go to collect. Only from the person that owes you money you could collect. You have a schus to collect yichoy from Mishua Bodim. Of a stamp to collect from Mishua Bodim, you don't have a koyach. This is the first chiddush. So the what is the reason that you could go and collect it? Because ein mechirosoi mechiro ve'ein ekdesh ha'ekdesh. These are the words of Rashi. And this is the hesber of Shitas Rashi. As is of the Ktzois. Zog the Ktzois, but what is the pshat? I said it's mine. Arei rove holds mikan v'le'abo u'goyim. So why I can't sell it? Rashi says the reason the lender could collect it because the borrower couldn't sell it because ain't a birshus, ain't mechiros, ain't mechiro, ain't a gdesh or ekdesh. Why not? Ari, it belongs to the to the lender. Ari, rove holds mikan v'le'abo u'goyim. So Rashi, aval ain't a birshus. Rachmona Omar ish ki yagdish es beisei kodesh ma beisei birshusei av kol birshusei explains the Ktzois the same way the Omar Rabbi Yechonon gozal v'lo misyashu abayli, someone stole my chayfetz shneim einim choli lehagdish ze deganev she'einoi shaloi v'ze lefi she'einoi birshusei, it's mine, the ganev doesn't own it, aber val he stole it and I don't have control on it now because it's in the hands of the ganev. So the halacha, my base birshusay of kol birshusay, something that I don't have control, I can't be magdish. I only could be magdish something that I have control on. Something that I don't have control on it, I can't be magdish. So gozal lemisiyashu abaylim zelaf ishein eshloi deganet zelaf ishein birshusay. It's right, but it's not birshusay. The zel bezach zog the ktzois by us. Even that rove holds mikan v'lehabo u'goyve. And avada, the karka will only belong to the lender after the gviya, not like rabbi el mafreya. But even so, the bower cannot be magnished because it's ein birshusoi. V'ayim, yenem had a schus to be goyve. So already it's not in my control. The other guy has a koyach, has a control. He has a koyach on me. So the melee, it makes it ein birshusoi. And the melee I can't be magnished. This is the avone, the way the Ktzois explains with the Gemara Bava Kama. This is the reason the lender cannot be magnished. Ein mechiros mechiro ve'ein ekdesh ha'ekdesh. And on that we had yesterday all of the kashas. But we will start on the first kasha of the Ktzois. Because there is the mafeach to say the new mehalach. Zog the Ktzois, so I'm asking on myself if this is the avone in Rashi. that the reason that the lender could collect it from the buyer is because a mechirosay of the buyer, that the buyer he could collect it from the buyer. Why? Because the buyer, the one that borrowed the money, it's a mechirosay, and he couldn't sell it. So even if the lender never collected the money, although it was Eina Birshusoi, so how the buyer keeps it? The fear of it. Tell me why the lender could go to the buyer. Because the buyer didn't have a kerach to sell it. So even if the lender never went to the buyer to buy it, although the mechir is not chal. And you told me that it's Eina Birshusoi, it doesn't Birshus, it's not Birshus, the Bauer, it's not Birshusoi, he's the owner of the karka, but it's not Birshusoi. This is the reason the lender could go to the lekuchas and collect from them. So even if he's not collecting from them, but the mechira is not chal. And we explain, Zog de Ktsois, lechure, azeini, he can't sell it because it's Eino Birshusoi, doesn't make a difference if the lender collected or not. Zog de Ktsois, I will explain. Eino Chenami, it's Eino Birshusoi. If the borrower, the one that borrowed the money to sell it, but he could sell the tomorrow. He says, if in the end it will not be collected, so then it will be mine. So I want to sell you from now, the future. It's double shalom b'loilo. Zog diktsois valetz b'yodoi l'shalem. And b'meile b'yodoi to make it lovoi l'oilom, to make it b'yodoi. That he could make it, that he will become Birshusai, because if he will pay off the lender, the melech, it will become Birshusai. So it's no chisol of Dovo Shalom Baloilam, and he could sell the future. That's what it says. So we said it's a big mechudesh that he could sell it. It's a Dovo Shalom Baloilam. I said, what would be if he died before they paid the lender the money? Now the kids want to pay the lender the money, and they got and the shaila is they have to go over to the lekuach, give us back the karka. What he will tell them, but the father sold it. They'll tell him, but it's Eina Birshusoi. So they will tell him he sold the future. Yeah, when if he sells the future, he has to live when the mechira is chal. He's not living when the mechira is chal. When he died, now he's not living. How the mechira will be chal? And you can't tell me it'll be chal and afreya. Why? I will explain. You could divorce a isha, give her a get, and say you want it. If I will die tomorrow, show achas koydim misosu your divorce. That's no problem. The afreya. If you die, if I die in 5 years, you divorce from now. Also, it's chal. Here, from now, he can't sell it. Now it's ainu birshusay. Now it's Eina Birshusoi. Now he can't sell it. He only could sell it when he will pay off the lender. Then it's Birshusoi. The other guy doesn't have a shlita. Then he could sell it. So again, we're going back to the kasha. The reason we're stalling in this kasha because the ksois is my midvorov on this kasha, and we're coming to say under mahalach in the whole sugya. It's easier to stall it on the kasha than to start alder the ksois. So the Ktsois was learning in Rashi again that the reason that the lender could collect the karka from the lekuchas is because ein mechiros mechura ve'ein nikdash heikdash, well it's ein birshusay of the bower, he cannot sell it, so the mele it stays kilu by him, and this is the reason the lender could collect the karka. Frag the Ktsois, if that is the avonah, so even if in the end the lender didn't go to collect the karka, lechura the mechira is not chal, ein birshusay, we know where we come, you can't magdish, you can't sell, you can't do nothing. And the Ktsais has a derchak dikateira that he's selling now al das that if in the end I will pay the mechir of bichal midin davar shel v'ayilom v'biyadai, it's chidushim of the Ktsais to get around the question. We said, what if he dies? What if it's a poitike and he can't be mesalik bezuze, so he can't sell the future? But ain't biyadai mesalik bezuze. He told him a poitike, the guy has a right to be going there anyways. Very mechudeshnik the way the Ktsais tried to get out of the kasha. So the kasha is a kasha. So we're going back to Shitas Rashi and we're trying to explain Shitas Rashi. So because we're going to say a new pshat in the whole sugya, I want to mechadad the dvorim to understand. The Ktsais is teaching us that the reason that the lender goes to the lekuchas is because the mechira is not chal. The owner of the karka, that is the borrower, the one that borrowed the money is not, it's his karka, but it's felt in his shlita, he can't sell it. And because he can't sell it, the lender could go over. So the Ksois understand the mechira is not chal in this moment. So he says that even if he didn't collect, it's not chal. And he says, but now it's not chal. This is the way the Ksois understand. And without that, the Ksois understand that you could collect, that you cannot collect. If Luyitzur, the mechira is chal, you can't go to the Lekuchas and collect it, even if it's Meshuvah. This is the theory of the Ksois with all the 5-6 kashas that we had yesterday. What is the answer? The answer is one word, Be'etzer. We'll say it le'at le'at till the biklon. The answer is, we will start to ask a kasha and Abaye. The fi Abaye, the Gemara says it's clear that if the baro sold it, avad the lender could go over and collect it, right? Why? Because the fi Abaye, it belongs to the lender, it doesn't belong to the baro, bichlal, lemafreah u'goyve. So it was never sold to the other person. I'm asking Yerushalayim. But what would it be if Lefi Abaye he never went to collect it in the end? The guy paid the money. So the karka stays by the buyer or it belongs to the lender? If the lender didn't collect the karka in the end, he got money instead. Also the mafreya, the karka belongs to him? Why not? The thing, I know, for sure not. Why not? Told him, if you don't pay me, it was mine. But if you paid him, so now he has to sell it again. So I'm asking you, so the borrower has to sell it again to the lekuach? Because before it was not so close, what will happen? Well, explain it. That's right. Well, we're trying to think why. Why that is so pushing? Because Abaye said one word. If I collect, lemafreya hu goyim. But if I don't collect, so for sure, it belongs to the borrower and he could sell it. This is what Abaye said. Rove, Bichlal doesn't hold that it goes lemafreya. Came Rashi, the people, the Ksais and the students said, you're right that it's not lemafreya, it doesn't work lemafreya, but I can't. The borrower can't sell it because he doesn't have a shlita. Why? Because the enemy has a right. So I will say first the words, and then we'll explain. The answer is, Rove is exactly like Abaye. Lefi Abaye, all of you said that it's double poshut, that if you didn't collect it in the end, there's no Abaye. Abaye said, if I collect it in the end, lemafreya, it's mine from the beginning. Rove said, no, it's not mine from the beginning. Why? The other Lesalik Mezuzah, it's not mine from the beginning. But what, yes? It's Eino Birshuso. Now listen carefully to the words. If I collect it in the end, it's Eino Birshuso from now. If I collect it in the end, it's Eino Birshuso from now. If I collect in the end, it's Einer Birshusay from now. First the words. The same way Lefi Abaye, we said Lemafreya it's mine, but only if I collect. If I don't collect, it's not mine Lemafreya, right? Abaye Omar Lemafreya hu goyve. If I collect, not from then it's mine, from now it's mine. Rove comes and says, I'm exactly saying like Abaye. Just Abaye said, Lemafreya, it's mine. It was mine the whole time. So Rove, it can be yours the whole time. Iboyem Mesalik Lebezuzek. It can be yours the whole time. But it's enough yours. It's not yours. But it's enough Eile Birshusoy. If the other person, Lemafreya, from Shas Alvoy. What happens, Lefi Abaye, Bishas Gvieh, Lefi Rove happens a Eine Birshusay. First the words. Behind. If in the end he didn't collect it, Rove never said it's Eine Birshusay. About the Mechira is Chal. The same way all of you yelled that Lefi Abaye, for sure the Mechira was Chal. If he didn't collect it in the end. Even though the buyer is saying much more from Rabbi, that if I collect it, it was never a mechira. But if I didn't collect it, it's regular. The same thing lefi Rabbi. If I didn't collect it in the end, avada on avada, if I didn't collect it in the end, it's a regular mechira, it's mine. If I collect it in the end, then lemafreya it's einu birshusa. I will explain it in a second in the Teuchim. But I want first to understand the source of the Shmaisa. B'meile, we don't have a kasher t'ktsoyim. What if you didn't collect it? How do mechira is chal? If you didn't collect it, the way it's chal if you're abaye, it's chal if you're rove. Rove didn't say more from abaye. Abaye only said if. What is abaye? Omar abaye, if in the end you didn't collect it, it's got a milsa lemafreya. So Rashi Rove is also moide. Not that it's his lemafreya, but it's ein birshusa lemafreya. And b'meile, if you collect it in the end, the other person can't sell it. The other person cannot sell it. Now the other person cannot sell it. B'meile, you have a right to collect. What is that one in it? So now I'll explain it very short. But I want le'at. Chilas advorim is what is the lemafreya goyim? I have a shibut. What is my shibut? She'im lo tifra li ekvenu. So my schus is she'im lo tifra li ekvenu. That schus she'im lo tifra li ekvenu is from now. Lemafreya zot abayim. Rabbi holds, but I can't become a bailim lemafreya. But I could become lemafreya that it's einu birshusi, that I have already a schus from now. You're right, it's not mine because the other guy had the right to pay me with money. So, but maybe I can't consider it mine from now. But as even if you buy it, it's only mine if I collect it. I'll explain it in a second more. But before I explain it, we'll go to the next kasha, and here you will see it and you will feel it. Reb Chaim Oyser came with a kasha. Rashi said that he never sold it because it's ein birshusai. Frag Reb Chaim Oyser. So if the lender went to the Lekuchas and collected, Rashi said the only way he could collect it, if the Mechira is Chal, you can't collect it. The only way he could collect it, Zog Rashi, because the Mechira is not Chal, because it's Eina Birshusa. Frag Reb Chaim Oyser, so why the Lekech doesn't have to give back the payers that he ate? The Meichel never had a right to sell it to him. It's Eina Birshusa. Why he doesn't give back the payers? It's Eina Birshusa. This is the kasha of Reb Chaim Oyser that we mentioned. Reb Chaim Oyser said maybe he has a Kinyan Peiros inside. I want to ask you a kasha. We asked it yesterday. Lefi Abaye lemafreya hu goyim. Why he doesn't give back the Peiros that he ate? I'm not asking only on the Loikeach. I'm asking even Minei. I owe someone money. He comes to collect the karka. And by all the mafreya goyver, why he doesn't take the karka with the payers? And we mentioned that Tesis and Gittin Lamev have become Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Mumedayik and Rashi clothed that he doesn't get the payers. Why? And by all the mafreya goyver, the mafreya belongs to him. If the mafreya belongs to him, why he doesn't get the payers the mafreya? What is that? It's really a starker, Rikash. Even when he collected, I'm asking. What is that? What is that? The Maisel and Mafreya who gave it. He collected it. The answer is Lefi Abaye. First we go Lefi Abaye. Eina Chanami, Abaye holds the Mafreya who gave it. I have a schus shibut she'im lo itifra tigvein. If you don't pay me, the karka is mine. But that is my schus. So I'll try to explain it a little bit. Try to explain it a little bit. Rav Shimon Shkop explains it in Ma'areches HaKinyonim in his Nusach. He says like this. A person could own a house. You could own the right hand side, he could own the left side. He could own 5 feet, he could own 5 feet. Right? You could cut it. He will own one part and you will own the other part. And a chefetz, this is one way to divide the chefetz. You get one side, I get the other side. is another way to divide the chayfetz. So the dip of the chayfetz. The Hainu, so you have days. Sunday, Monday. You own the Sunday, I own the Monday. You own some of the days, I own some of the days. Remember when we were living in Ponovich, they were Magdiv, you know, you have these calendars, and every day you peer off a page. You own the first 20 pages, I own the other pages. You're not dividing the chayfets left and right, you're dividing the days of the chayfets. Zot Reb Shimon. When a person has a schus shibud in the karka, when a person has a schus shibud in the karka, and Abaye said lemafreya ugoive, Abaye means like this: if tomorrow you collect it, from now tomorrow belongs to you, but only tomorrow, not today. You have a schus to collect this karka. If you do it, not then it becomes yours. From now, then it's yours. But only then. And I will explain to you why. I'll explain to you why. When I give you $100,000, yeah? And if you don't pay me, I can take your karka. So why I'm not buying your karka now? No, now I'm lending you all the money. We have a deal that if in a year you don't pay me, I'm taking your karka. So the chiddush of without a buyer, then I will take the karka. Abaye says, if I took it, from now I had a right. What was my right? To take it yesterday or to take it in a year? Fine, what is my right to collect it? In a year or now? What is now? I give you $1,000,000, if you don't pay me in a year, I can collect the karka. When I can collect the karka? Now or in a year? Payment is due. So it's in a year. So from now, I have a right, when the payment will be due, to collect it. So without a buyer, then I would collect it. Till then it's yours, then I will come and I will grab it. Zok da buyer, I have a shibud, lemafreya ugoive, it's mine already from then. But what is mine? Only that time. My schus is to collect it in a year. When time is due, that is my time to collect it. Payment is due, that is my schus now. Zok da buyer, from now I have that schus. So Shimon says, from now I owe the tomorrow. I'm owning the tomorrow. Rava says, you're not owning it because you could pay off with money. This is what Rava is really going to buy. Yes, so it can be that you're an owner and something that someone could switch it off. But a buyer holds, no, I have a right to collect it if you don't pay me. So from now, I'm owning that time. B'meile, the payers that grew in the middle are mine and not yours. Not Kenyan payers. Now, we'll go one more step. Rove is exactly like Abaye, we said. Rove says, now for sure is mine. The first year of the calendar belongs to me. We're discussing now the second year of the calendar. Abaye holds lemafreya, that year is mine. Rove says, no. Val, you could pay him, it's not yours. But if he collects it, from now already, that year is already Eina Birshusi. That year is Eina Birshusi. Because it's Meshubah to him. So, I'll try a little bit to be masculine, to Mesader it. The Hainu. And the year till the Zman HaPiroen, it's mine completely. Sai Lefi Abaye, Sai Lefi Rove. And we don't have no questions how I sell it. I sell it, it's mine. Yenim doesn't have a schus to touch the calendar in the first year. He doesn't have a schus to do a gviya in the first year. It's mine. It's birshusi. It's sheli legamri. The discussion is the next year. Lemafreya ugoive, not lemafreya ugoive that the whole year was belong to him. Lemafreya, the future year, is already from now owned by him. Lefi Abaye. He owns now the left side, the right side, the second part of the calendar. He's owning from now. Rove holds, for the first law that we said. No, we don't say that he owns it lemafreya. But what? Lemafreya is eino birshusoi. But may what part is eino birshusoi? The top part of the calendar or the bottom part? only the bottom part. So the topic itself. So if in the end he was never goyve. So if in the end he's never goyve, so about the mechira is chal. So we don't have a book into the ksesis kasha. The ksesis understood that the mechira is not chal now. It's a ena birshusay now. But maybe the ksesis asked the kasha. So how he sells it, even if he's not goyve. So the first answer is that Avada, Rove and Abaya are be'etzem one thing. If we're going now to the diuk that we were starting to say 2 days ago and yesterday, Loshna Gemore lefi Rashi, now advorim metzuchzochim umeduyokim. Kule almeloi pligi! Abaya and Rove is the same system. Kule almeloi pligi! It's not two different ways. That what? That you could go and collect it from the buyer. Why? Lefi abaye, it's mine lemafreya. And when I collect it, when this managvia comes, that's managvia already I had from now. But maybe I could collect it because from now it's mine. And if you rob it, ain't a birshus to sell. You know, at that time he can't sell from now. So Lefi Abai is because it's Eina Shaloi, and because Lefi Rabbi because it's Eina Mirshusoi. But Avada, till the Maise Gvir, Avada belongs to the seller. That is the borrower. Avada, he owns it. He gets the payers. Say Lefi Rabbi, say Lefi Abai. And the Mele Avada, he can make a Maise Mechiret. This is the glat.
So Shine, if he plead or Avada, or if he buy, he could.
More later, we'll get to the Kipling. If it will not work out, or me Asher, will work out.
He can only sell. He can. The Malik can only tire the Shas Gvir.
Right.
If I sell it now, he can't say you have no right to sell.
Right. I think Lashon Gemara, a lot of Bachar came to ask me, what is Osa Malve the Torif? Osa Malve the Porik? It never happened. It happened. Not only that, the Gemara said, we'll go to, I think it was the third question, that the Lekeach, the buyer, has a right to tell him, I want you to take money, I don't want you to be goyven. I said, who are you to tell me? Then, who are you? I bought it. I bought all of his rights, and it's mine. And he also had a right to give you money and to make that due day will never come, right? Yeah. So when I bought it, I could also make that day will never come. I have the same koyach to make it. I have the same koyach to make it.
The
Gdukim Miyashivus, they have the pshat. You're not here yesterday, you didn't know how shver is the choice. More from these kind of the duke. But I want, before there's a lot more to be moisif in that one, but to understand the change. Till now, what Rabbi saying, look, the Sivis, all of them are learning pshat. But Rashi said that the Mechira is not Chal, it's Eina Birshusi. I'm tied, I can't do nothing. And now he's saying, no, now for sure it's mine. Rove and Abaye is the same thing. We're discussing that future. Abaye, and what is the pshat? Why it's like that? Because my Shibud is not a next year. I want to add now the one more word that makes the Ashlom of this Chalik. It's not that my Shibud is in the next half of the calendar. My shibud is im loy tifra, im loy efra lecho tigve. Next year, when I will not pay, so I'll tell you. I'm selling you the next year when the sun will settle. So the next year, when the sun settles, that is the date, right? You know what date I'm selling him? The next year that comes when there's no payment. So when that year doesn't come because it's a payment that I never sold. If you make a Maisik Via at that time, that Abaya holds is already from now mine. This is the Shtikl Teirev Abaya of Lemafreya Ugoive. And Rove holds is no Lemafreya Ugoive that it's mine, but it's Eina Birshusi. It's Eina Birshusi. No, yeah, it's klar. It's Eina Birshusi from now. From now, it's Eina Birshusi that the mele I can't sell it. That is the koyach of the Eina Birshusi lefi Rov.
Why is
Eina Birshusi? Well, Yenem has a sruch to collect it. Again, why a buyer holds them a freya? You understand?
No.
That's what the buyer said. Rove, we saw already in Daf Lamed Aleph, and we were magdim it, agrees to the system of Abaye that Be'etzim, when it happens, it's rights that I have now for future. Rove agrees to the system of Abaye, right? Rove told Abaye in Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, while he could pay him off, you can't say that he becomes the buyer. You can't say that he becomes the buyer. Right? This is what Rove told Abaye. Well, be your belief, though, the melee, you can't say. Well, be your belief, though, you can't say that he has a schus from now that it's considered his. You can't say that it's considered his. Well, he has a schus. But he agreed to the yisoid of Abaye Be'etzem that chelik is meshubah to me from now. He just said, you can't say that it's already a bailim from now. Val beyodoy livdois, yelim can be lemachrei a bailim on something that beyodoy livdois. Only if it's 100% yours, you can become bailim from now. Aber zogt Rashi, legabe eino birshusoy, lefi rove, it's already eino birshusoy. But what is eino birshusoy? Not the first year of the calendar. The second year of the calendar. Shigia Azman and he was goive, that already from now is Eini Birshusi, the melee I could not sell it to someone else. From now I could not sell it to someone else. So if in the end he was not goive, so that never came into the picture. But if he was goive in the end, so this comes into the picture. So lemafrei lefi Abaye, that future belongs already to the lender, and lefi Rove, it doesn't belong to the lender. It doesn't belong to the lender, but it's Eino Birshusoy if the borrower. It's already Eino Birshusoy. This is the first thing. Come, we'll go to one more chelek. That in this vault, so again, there's two ways that when we say it over, there's the Leichteweg and the Oymigdikweg. The Leichteweg is two words. That even what Rashi said, it's Eino Beshusay, it's only if it was a Gvi in the end, Azei Vilefi Abaye. Number one. Number two, Sayin Abaye and Sayin Rove, even when it happens, the Mafreya is only the days of the future. But not the days of the future. This is the reason the payers and all the things in the meantime, avada belong to the baro and not to the lender. The avone is with Reb Shimon, with different nuschos. This is the tzus of the shmais. Now I want to take it to the next level. I will listen carefully. We have a problem in the sugi. Rashi says, the Gemara said, that if the loive, the baro, sold it, or he was magdish it, the lender could come and collect it and take it out of Hegdash. And Rashi asked the Kasha, the Gemara says in Gittin, Hegdash mafkia midei shibut. And Rashi answers, there's a difference, Dushas domi with Dushas aguf. There's a difference, Dushas domi with Dushas aguf. Dushas domi is not mafkia midei shibut. Dushas aguf is mafkia midei shibut. There's a difference. Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Domim is not mafkia midei shibut. Kedushas Aguf is mafkia. Frek Tesis and Gittin, I don't understand the difference. If it's Eino Birshusoy, the mafreya with all the tears. So even the Kedushas Domim is not chal. And I'm sorry, and even Kedushas Aguf is not chal. And the Mele led the lender to come to collect it. And if it's chal, so Malik Dushas Aguf, Malik Dushas Domi, Miman Efshach. If because Lemafreya, it belongs to the lender, Yabaye, or it's Eino Birshusoy of the Baro, because Lemafreya. So Malik Dushas Domi, Malik Dushas Aguf, this is Tesis Kashe and Gittin. Pirish Bakundra is Davka Dushas Aguf Mafkeh Mineshibu. Aber Dushas Domi Mloik, Remashma Be'erichim Perek Afa Pinami Amrinen, Shani Kargoyes, Dushas Aguf. Kenom kedushas aguf minu, mashma dav kedushas aguf pafkia mineshibut. V'koshin rabbi nutam, דיחושים ברסוזי שלוי וכל זמן שלא הגיע הזמן אפילו כשסדום ימנע מתפקיע ולחושים ברסוזי אפילו כשסגוב נמי לוי דיחייגדי שזה בייסוי מה בייסוי ברסוזי אף כל ברסוזי Thesis is asking a question. If you cannot be mafkia the kedusha, so even kedushas domim you can. And if the answer is like Rashi said, she'ein mechirosu mechiro ve'ein ekdesh ekdesh, so also the kedushas aguf was never chal. So why the kedushas aguf is mafkia? This is Thesis' discussion. And Thesis' answer is be'etzem it's chal. The kedushas domim sheyesh lo pidyon. Gvir could be mafkia the kedusha. Kedushas aguf she'ein lo pidyon. It cannot be mafkia. We saw the ktzeis as the kasha. The ktzeis as the kasha. Aber lefi Rashi that it's eino birshusoi. Lefi Rashi that it's eino birshusoi. Lefi Rashi that it's eino birshusoi. So what? How the kedushas aguf is chal? Bishleim, if you learn that it's called Birshusay Lufirove, what does this answer? This says, Oimari, the Rabbi the time in Abu Gosho, the Balchoy Mikaval Abu Goybe, the Choshim Birshusay. It's Chal, the Kedushas Domim, Yesh Lopidian, so it's not Mafkia, Kedushas Aguf, En Lopidian, it's Mafkia. But if you're Rashi, it's Eino Birshusay, it's not Chal. So what could be the answer? Right? This is the Kashi. That the Ktzeis himself, the Ktzeis says, Teire, but the Ktzeis answers on himself. And again, we care that we mentioned yesterday that Thesis is learning the Sugya different. That Be'etzim, it's a regular Chal, it's Birshusoy, no, you collect the Shibu, the Melech, Gdusha Zdomim is not Mafkia, Gdusha Zgub is Mafkia. But Rashi learns, She'ein Mechirosoy Mechiro, Ve'ein Ekdei She'egdash. She'ein Mechirosoy Mechiro, Ve'ein Ekdei She'egdash. So why the Kedushas Aguf is Chal? So now listen carefully. So what all of you will answer, now it's not a Kasha Bichlal. Because we said in the Midam it belongs to me. Right? In the Midam it belongs to me. Only later, the second half of the calendar is not mine. But the first part of the calendar is mine. No, so Chateis is it. Kedushas Aguf ain't Lepidian, Kedushas Dom yesh Lepidian. So be'etzem it's chal. This is what Taisa said. We don't have a kasha. If it's chal, it's good. Taisa said, "Dusha has no yesh opinion. Dusha has a guf and no opinion." Again. So we had a kasha. Lefi Rashi, Rashi says that the reason it's not chal because it's eino birshusoy, right? While it's eino birshusoy. So I don't have a koyach to be magdish it, and I don't have a koyach to sell it. So why kedushas aguf yes? Why kedushas aguf is mafkia v'nishibu? So what will answer right away? Oh, now it's good. Why now it's good? Because it's chal. The kedushas adonim is also chal. You're right, kedushas adonim is also chal. Oh, but the pshat, it's chal and now. And tomorrow I don't have a koyach. So kedushas domim, taka and tomorrow I don't have a koyach, so it's poka. Masha'en kedushas aguf came with the sulei poka, the melee doesn't go off. But here I want to explain the baya. What is the difference, rove and abaya? Taisa says that all of this hesber is good if you hold like rove. אבל לפי הבעיה, that למפרע הוא גויבה, so even קדוש הסגוף הוא במפקיע מדי שיבו, right? ואוי מרי, דרובה לטיימה, דרומה בפרק הולשו, דבר חוי מגב אל האב הוא גויבה. אבל לפי הבעיה, that למפרע הוא גויבה, so even קדוש הסגוף, what will happen in קדוש הסגוף? Even קדוש הסגוף הוא במפקיע מדי שיבו. Right? אז יש נתן תסוס. That only lefi rove that mikav ve'lehabo u'goybe so kedushas adomim will not be mafkia l'shibut and kedushas aguf will be mafkia l'shibut aber lefi abaye shel mafreya u'goybe even the kedushas aguf will not be mafkia l'shibut. Why not? But we said that the first half of the calendar even lefi abaye belongs to me. What is the difference? Again. The Baya in the Sugya is Maishno Kedushas Domim Mikedushas Aguf. Kedushas Domim, the Aloch is that Osi Loive Vetorif, Osi Loive Vepori, and Kedushas Aguf, the Aloch is it's Chal Vesuloi Poka. For it tastes if it's not mine, the Kedushas Aguf cannot be Chal. It's Eino Birshusa. And the Taisa says, obviously it's Birshusa, it could be Chal. Which is Domim, yes, Lopidian, which is a goof, and Lopidian. Frank, the choice, what with Rashi? And Rashi will learn that it's Eina Birshusa. So we say, if you what we're saying now, it's much easier. Why it's much easier? Because even that it's Eina Birshusa, it's only that tomorrow is Eina Birshusa. But the today is Birshusa. Right? The tomorrow is Eina Birshusa. The today is Birshusa. So we made it. So first, what is the pshat? So this way, Yisromei asks, if the today is Birshusoi, so what is the difference? Why Kedushas Domim, as we say, it's not Chal, it's Eina Birshusoi, today it's Chal, tomorrow it's not Chal. The Meile, Kedushas Domim, today it's Chal, tomorrow it's lo Chal, so it's Nifka. Mashein, Kedushas Aguf, even if it was Chal today, it's Sulei Poka. But the Shaila is, if we explained it so clearly, and we said that Abaye and Rav are exactly the same, so if you Abaye also say the same thing. And Teisva says, Ve'oimeri, look at Teisva and Gitti. Ve'oimeri, the Rove le'taymei, the Oma ve'perik o'sho, the Baal Choy, Mika ve'la'avu u'goyve, ve'choshi b'rshusoy, ve'dav ketush ha'zagub, she'en lo'epidia. Aber lefi Rove, aber lefi Abaye, state in Teisva, that even if it be a ketush ha'zagub, it will be poka. What is the difference? What is the difference? Why is only Lefi Rove good and not Lefi Abaye? This is Lechure, a mocking maybe to understand the Oimek of what we're trying to explain, even Lefi the Steyr, that we're making Rove like Abaye. We're making Rove similar to Abaye. And we're saying that Sai Lefi Rove, Sai Lefi Abaye, it's only Bezman HaGviye LeMafreya, it's Lefi Abaye Mizman HaGviye says, and Lefi Rove Mizman HaGviye it's Eina Birshusoi. And the second thing we're saying that it's only at that time and not on this time. Now we're going to the Kashya. Mai Shno Kedushas Domim V'Kedushas Aguf, if you can't make a Chalois, so the Fidik Tzois was a Shtarke Kashya. The Kedushas Aguf is not Chal at all. The Fidik says the Kedushas Aguf is not Chal at all. This was Tesis' Kashya. Mikoyach that Ksei said, obviously Tesis is a new Shita. That Be'etzem it's Chal, it's Birshusoi. I'm only collecting my Shimut. That was the Shtikel Teir we said. But in Rashi, the Ksei want to say Teir is that it's Eino Birshusoi, and Kedushas Aguf could be Chal even that it's Eino Birshusoi. And he asked himself, Kashya is in Bobikamen. This was the Ksei that we saw yesterday. Now we say no. We don't have a Kashya. Rashi never said that it's not Chal. Rashi is masking that it's Chal. And that time it's Chal. We're only discussing the time of later. B'meile, and the time then it's Chal, later it's not Chal. Dushas Domim is Poka, Dushas Aguf is Loi Poka. Alt is good. No. So why Taisa said that it's only Lefi Rov and not Lefi Abaye? Lefi Abaye say the same thing. Say the same thing Lefi Abaye. Why Tesis is saying only Lefi Rov and not Lefi Abaye? Say exactly the same thing. In the meantime, it's Chal v'Sulei Poka. Not saying that Chal Sulei Poka is so easy. You could say a whole shiur to try to explain the Zakis. Well, we have to move it. Elul, yeah? About Monefshach. I understand the Ksei said, I understand Lefi Mi is Nasi Chal. I don't understand Kedusha Aguf, I can't understand it. I have to say a Teireh, that Lefi Rashi, Kedusha Aguf is Chal, Eina Birshusa. Teisa Stak, you learn that everything is Chal, and everything is good. It's a big doichat. We saw Teisa Rosh said, mentions the Rashi, he says it, he says what he's saying in Rashi, Teisa Rosh is a Paragaf of P. So the answer is, now everything is Givaldik, Vashkofa Rishoyinu. Right, Teisa said it also, but that's Rashi, Ri is answering the Rashi, even Lefi Rashi, it was Chal. From now on it's not Chal, but at that time it's Chal. Really, Kedushas Domim is Poka, Kedushas Aguf is not Poka. It's glad. But what is the difference of Abaye and Rav? I read the whole shtick of Taylor was that also the Via Abaye. May also the Via Abaye. That time it was not mine. It was mine. Only later, the Mafreya belongs to him. Only the Via Rav. Only the Mafreya is Eino Birshusa. Same thing. Taisus doesn't say that. It's not good. Taisus said that it's only Lefi Rov, Lefi Abaye, it's not true. The answer is, listen good, because this is the Oimek. Lefi Abaye, Lemafreya, the future doesn't belong to me. So even though there's a Kedusha Saguf, Obel Lemafreya, the tomorrow doesn't belong to me, the Kedusha Saguf doesn't have where to be Mamshech. Masha'inkin Lefirove, the future belongs to me. It's Eini Birshusi. Valet belongs to me. No, it's Eini Birshusi. So you're right that I cannot be Magdish the future, but if the Kedusha is already there, it's Mamshech. The Kedusha cannot be Mamshich on something that I don't own. But the Kedusha could be Mamshich on something that I own. So if you abide that the Mafreya, it's Eino Shaloi. So even that I could be Magdish now, but I can't be Magdish the Hemshech. Masha'in if you rob it that it's only Eino Birshusoi, I could be Magdish the now, and Eino Chanami later it's Eino Birshusi. From now it's Eino Birshusi. But the Kedusha is Mamshich, you're right that I can't make a chalois on something that is Eino Birshusi, but if the Kedusha is there, it's Suloi Poka. Again, say, it sounds so glad, it's not so glad. In Kedushas Domim, we say that it's Poka. You don't say, Valet's already there, it carries on. No, I own only this, there I don't, and I can't do it. So we'll have to say Psachiluk. Kedusha Saguf, if it catches at this part, even that I can't be Magdish the other part, it stays. Kedusha Sdomim, even that it's Chal one part, while the other part I don't have a Koyach to be Magdish, so the Mele it's not Kodesh that part. That is the Chidush. The Mele will go one more step weiter. One more step weiter. So again, to make it clear, we're learning now with the Das Rashi. That what Rashi means Eino Birshusoi. Rashi doesn't mean from now and today it's Eino Birshusoi. The future, from now, if I collect, that time is Eino Birshusoi to make a chalois at that time. Even if he could sell the part of the house, these days he could sell. The other days, he doesn't have a koyach to sell them. I have a koyach to sell these days, but the other days, from now I can't sell them if it's a ma'aseh gvi'ah, and that day I can't collect them. The same thing, I can't be magdish them. But only legabi kedusha saguf, while I have a pesach pesach, it stays. This is a double duck. But we have to know why this has to be answered, because this was be'etzem the ikar ba'ayah in Rashi. If it's Eino Birshusoi, it's not Chal. So for sure, the Pesach is the answer now, that Klapei these days is Chal. But here it's a Chiddush. Even if it's Chal Klapei, maybe I'll say a little bit more. When the Ktzeis made a Machlekes Rashi and Tesfes, the Ktzeis learned like this. If Rashi is Eino Birshusoi, it's not Chal. So it's very, very Shver Kedusha Saguf. Zog the Ktzeis, I will say Chidushim. Kedusha Saguf, you could be Magdish Eino Birshusoi. Tesfes learns, everything is Chal, completely, it's mine. It's a Meshuvah, and I have a right to go to collect from Yeshua Bodim. And this is my Koyach to go to collect from Yeshua Bodim. And I collect from Yeshua Bodim. But maybe Kedusha Sdomim, I have a koyach to collect. Kedusha Saguf, I don't have a koyach to collect. This was the Ktzeis. Now the way we're learning in Rashi, and we're not learning like the Ktzeis, that it's Stam Chav. No. It's Eino Birshusoi, Rashi says that it's not Chav. We're going with the Teire and Rashi that it's not Chav. But now that it's not Chav Stam, the next piece is not Chav. The day is Chav, the tomorrow is not Chav. So the peiros now belong to me. It's called that he's the lekeach. He can be mesalek me bezuzik. Everything is good. And if there's no day of collecting, so that day of the calendar never came, because it's the year when the sun shines, when the zman hagviyah. But now, when we're going to the Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim, here is the darkness. We need to answer how the Kedushas HaGuf is chal. So you'll say, what is the problem? It's chal on this part. Yeah, but it's not chal on the second part. And in the same thing we explained in Mekach. It's chal now, but it's not chal later. The Kedushas HaDomim, it's chal now, but it's not chal later. So what do you tell me? No. Kedushas HaGuf, if it's chal, even on one half, it doesn't stop, it doesn't go away. Again, even at the Etzem, Moshe, I sell it. Even though I could sell the first days, but if I can't sell the second days, so like I'll be the second days, I'm a nobody. Like I'll be Kedushas HaDomim, the second days, I'm a nobody. So like I'll be Kedushas HaGuf, also the second days, I'm a nobody. So what you're telling me, but Kedushas HaGuf is different. Not that I understand it, but you're going to say it. But if you will say it, so I'll ask you, no, Elefi Abaye. Today is mine, tomorrow is not mine. No, Lefi Abaye, if tomorrow is not mine, so even if Kedushas HaGuf is chal on a part, it doesn't go. Mash'engel Lefi Rove, so they got me selling, I could sell the first part, I can't sell, and it doesn't carry out. Kedushas Domim, I could sell the first part, I can't sell the second part. But they got me Kedushas HaGuf, no. If I could sell a half, I could do the whole thing. But Lefi Abaye, not. What is the difference, Abaye and Rove? We have three ways to understand the difference of Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim. And this is Be'etzim, what the Ktzois builds up, Le'ikar Advol. All we can understand the difference is, like the taste was understood. Be'etzim, everything is chal. I sell it, I magdish it, guf, domim, everything is chal. No, then I make a ma'isek via, and domim that poka is poka, guf that is loy poka. Other like the Ktzois, nothing is chal. I can't do it, it's Eina Birshusi. Goof is a nushtikul teire, it's chal on Eina Birshusi. Now in the new Mehalach, we are something in between. Rashi never meant that it's nothing. Avada de Mechire is chal. And this is what we said already yesterday in Shir, Lashon Rashi, Bavim Betzia, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, De Vadai, the first line and the bigger lines there, you see. The vaday ba'ahi shayse mechire me'al yese avi. Rashi explains why the payers don't come back. Rashi says, the ba'ahi shayse mechire me'al yese avi. Avada I could sell that time. I can't sell the second part. And what is the second part? The yemei agviyah, if they come, that is that was the shtikl teire that we built up to say b'das Rashi with the Rapshim. Now we have to take that and fit it to answer the Kedushas Domim and Kedushas HaGuf. We're not learning like the Ktzois that Be'etzim it's Eino B'Shusay and Guf is Chal and Eino B'Shusay. We're not learning like Tesis that Be'etzim it's B'Shusay and it's Chal. Now it's B'Shusay and tomorrow it's not B'Shusay. And we have to understand why the Gabi Mechir, if tomorrow it's not B'Shusay, I only could sell the first half, not the second half. The Gabi Domim, I could be Magdish the first half, not the second half. And I got be goof, everything is Kodesh. So at the end, you know, if goof really kicks in, he kicks in. We'll argue about it tonight, what it means. Aber mikol mokoy. Aber then the shaila is, but if you could say such a thing, mali rove, mali abay? Mali rove, mali abay? The answer is, the tomorrow I can't do. If the tomorrow I can't do, so also the rove I can't do the tomorrow. And here, if we understand the Oimek and Vohim, we'll understand that Lefi Rove, we will understand it, and Lefi Abaye, we will not understand it. This is Be'etzem, the Oimek, the Teichen at Vohim, to understand it. But I'm saying, now just one more thing, I know we're over the time, but we started late, and hopefully tomorrow we'll start in time, that we can finish in time. I don't need that some guys will lose, they have a shorter shear because some guys came late, it's not fair. The guys, everyone wants to have a whole hour. No,
that's
start tomorrow. You never know what will be tomorrow. just one more line. Have a double shalom. Have a double shalom. I'm cutting off so much already. Anyways, I got only the first half what I wanted to say. So this is one more little bit. We had a stire from Rashi be'erchim to Rashi be'yos. Rashi Bayov said, Eina Birshusoi. Rashi Dir said, Eina Shaloi. We said a chasim sefer is magia that by us it's also ein shaloi. We said yesterday the skarov that ein shaloi doesn't mean ein shaloi. What we said now, we could explain, we're not answering the sphere. But both are the same thing. Rashi is talking on the future days. Not on now. Now it's mine. I could sell it. There's no tzad that now it's not mine. We're speaking in the second half of the calendar with Zman HaGvir. Rashi holds that the Firove from now on it's Eino Birshusoi. And Rashi and Elchin says from now on it's Eino Shaloi. What Rashi means it's Eino Shaloi, he doesn't mean that it already belongs to the other person. Rove doesn't hold like that. Rove holds Mikavel HaAvokim. Only from then it will belong to him, not from now. Rashi holds, but the same way I explained that from now that is Eino Shaloi. Sorry, from now that is Eino Birshusoi. Rashi there goes one more step. From now that days is missing in the Shaloi. Not that it's his, but it's not completely mine. It's not his because he's Mechusa Guvanya. The Hain. Till now we learned that Rashi is talking about now. Now it's Eino Shaloi, now it's Eino Birshusoi. No. Rashi is talking on then. From now, then is Eino Birshusoi. Rashi and Elchin said even more from that. From now, then, it's already not mine. It's not his. Abaye holds, from now, then is already his. This is Abaye. Rove holds, no. Val, he didn't get it yet, it can't become his. But what? From now, then it's Eino Birshusoi. Rashi and Elchin says, from now, then is Eino Shaloi. I know it's a little bit shvel, these inyani. So chazit, mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll go weiter.
We have to do shit.
But I really ask, the ability to